This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Man, and I wish I had better news. I tell you, I wish I had better news. Boy, has it been a rough day, and our hearts and prayers are sent out to everyone involved in the shooting today in Alexandria, Virginia, as well as the London fire, from what we understand, where nobody on the top three floors have survived, according to Daily Mail, and we'll be keeping you guys posted on the latest of that. In addition to talking about what happened with the congressional baseball practice shooting, we're going to talk about how we have a lady, I guess, who was this is blowing my mind. There's a lady who died in a bathroom on an American Airlines flight. And I guess when she was dragged off the plane, she was naked from the waist down. And so American Airlines is under fire for that happening. Why did a person drop dead? Why was she naked? We'll talk about that. Apparently, there's some new news on Alzheimer's. They say Alzheimer's starts a lot earlier than we think, and there are some things we could do to slow it down and prevent it. So it's good news, but still not the best news. We're also being told that if you're obese, you're going to have a much more difficult time having protection from the flu shot, which obviously is not good news because we are expecting, you know, flu to go up and down throughout the years, but we're expecting a bad one to come soon. And we give everybody the same size flu shot for the most part. Maybe we're supercharging for older individuals, so we're going to talk about that. And leading medical groups are mobilizing against Obamacare repeal. Again, makes us scratch our head, since many physicians out there realize that the Obamacare bill was a disaster, but we have leading medical groups mobilizing against the repeal. So as you can see, we got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so what happened this morning? It looks like James T. Hodgkinson from Belleville, Illinois, walked up to a baseball practice in the morning. And from what we understand, he asked, you know, one of the, you know, looker honors, you know, are these guys, you know, who are they? Or, you know, are they, you know, government workers, et cetera? And they go, yeah, yeah. You know, well, are they Republican? And when he was told they were, he opened fire. The 66-year-old gentleman from Belleville, Illinois, fired up to 100 rounds from his high-powered rifle from the third base dugout at Eugene Simpson Stadium Park. This happened at 7 a.m. while the, you know, congressional group was practicing. He was eventually shot by two U.S. Capitol Police officers who were accompanying Scalise, one of the representatives who was shot. House Majority Whip Steve Scalise was one of the people injured, as well as his aides, as well as, I believe, Representative Roger Williams and Zachary Barth, a congressional staffer for Texas Representative Roger Williams. So this was crazy. This was just early morning, everybody minding their business, a simple baseball practice, and a 66-year-old man who, from what we understand, is a Bernie Sanders supporter, decided to open fire. And apparently he's a staunch Democrat, volunteered for Bernie Sanders' campaign. We don't really know too much more about him. He runs inspections and a construction company in his hometown. So four people, including Scalise, Zachary Barth, a congressional staffer for Texas, Representative Roger Williams, who we just discussed, were injured when he opened fire. Now, the good news is all are expected to make a full recovery. The only one who has died is the shooter, Hodgkinson himself, when he was shot by U.S. Capitol Police. They say moments before the attack, a man thought to be the shooter asked if the group were Republicans or Democrats, according to Florida Rep. Ron DeSantis. North Carolina Representative Mike Walker told NBC News the gunman was there to kill as many Republican members as possible. Michigan Rep. Mike Bishop described how one man, thought to be a part of Scalise's Capitol Police Protection Detail, stood his ground and returned fire as the congressman and at least one of the children dove for cover in a dugout. Scalise dragged himself across the field after being hit, leaving a trail of blood behind him. He told CBS Detroit, as we were standing here this morning, a gunman walked up to the fence line and just began to shoot. I was standing at home plate. He was in the third base line. He had a rifle that was clearly meant for the job of taking people out, multiple casualties. He had several rounds and magazines, and he kept unloading and reloading. He said, the only reason why any of us walked out of this thing, by the grace of God, one of the folks here had a weapon to fire back and give us a moment to find cover. Said we were inside the backstop, and if we didn't have that cover by a brave person who stood up and took a shot themselves, we wouldn't have gotten out of there, and every one of us would have been hit. Every single one of us. This is so frightening. They say he was coming around the fence line. He was looking for all of us who had found cover in different spots. But if we didn't have return fire right there, he would have come up to each one of us and shot us point blank. So what the group was doing was practicing for a charity match. This charity match was supposed to take place Thursday in Nationals Park, which is when they were attacked. Three men escaped, were able to take shelter in an apartment nearby. The gunman had an M4 rifle, opened fire as all the men stood on the field. Like I said, most dove for cover in a dugout. Scalise was dropped by his wound and still on the field. Another witness, Marty Lavour, said he dove on top of the congressman. He told CNN that after the gunman's first shot, there was a break in the gunfire, but it began shortly afterwards. Republican Representative Mo Brooks was also there, not hurt. What he did is he took off his belt and used it as a tourniquet to stop the bleeding on Scalise's leg. I forget the medical background of some of the other people there, but it looked like some of the non-first responders were able to administer medical care immediately. And, this is the problem we have, okay? You know, the wrong people are the ones having the guns, and the people who could protect others don't have a weapon. And, I remember that shooting in the Oregon Mall where, or was it the Nebraska Mall? I have to remember, where a shooting happened, and somebody who had a CCW, or somebody who was an off-duty officer, pointed a gun on the shooter, and when the shooter saw that, he decided to turn the gun on himself and shoot himself and stop shooting others. You know, a deterrent to somebody causing mayhem like this is them being shot at. And if police aren't around because it's just a simple charity practice, you're screwed. Thank God people were there to help. 1-877-DOCBELLY. Wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Manny, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So also tragically, we are watching the story of a 27-story West London high-rise that has been engulfed in flames. And from what we understand, the fire swept through in just 15 minutes. And they think what happened was it was a faulty refrigerator that exploded. We're not sure. We're being told that the type of refurbishing that was being done also allowed the building to just light up like a match. Unfortunately, we are being told that 12 people have died. The tower is called Grenfell Tower in White City, and it happened after 1 a.m. And from what we understand, the death toll is expected to rise, and they say that the true number could unfortunately be more than 50. This is just absolutely frightening. You would see residents throw themselves out of the windows, just kind of like we saw with the World Trade Center. You saw children be thrown out of the windows to avoid them being burnt to death and hope that they could maybe survive the fall. Some of them tried to escape the flames by tying sheets together and escaping out of the window. Some of the survivors claimed there was no working fire alarm, that the sprinklers failed, and the only staircase out was blocked. I mean, obviously they are not suspecting foul play, but when you hear something like this, you know, how could there be so many levels of negligence? They say, according to Daily Mail, a series of blunders are being blamed for the disaster. Residents said there were no working fire alarms, sprinklers, and the only staircase was blocked. A community leader working to locate victims, who asked not to be named, believes nobody who lived on the top three residential floors survived, and that the building that was home to 600 people is going to collapse. He said, we have a lot of missing people. There are so many. It's possible there are more than 50, possibly hundreds. Those who managed to flee said it was like hell on earth as they scrambled over dead bodies. These were scenes that they said were akin to what we saw with 9/11. Petrified residents were throwing themselves out of the window, as well as children. The local council, the block's landlord, and the contractor used, that were used to refurbish the building last year, face serious questions now how the fire could take hold so quickly, and the tower has been now branded a death trap. So this is what we know so far. At least 12 people have died. 74 right now are in 6 London hospitals. 20 are in critical condition. Dozens more fear dead or missing. The Casualty Bureau has a number that has asked people to call in, tell them if they're okay or what's going on. Trapped residents beg to be rescued. They've waved white towels, torches, mobile phones. They were urged to stay in their apartment. But, of course, you know, people weren't, they don't, you know, want to stay in a burning building. I don't blame them. They bring up 9/11. And even though, you know, two disasters were completely different, you know, we remember the chilling stories of how people were told to stay put when the first tower was hit. And, you know, what we learned from 9/11 is the building comes crashing down. Now, in this particular case, I don't think the building ever officially fell, but it looks completely charred if you look at the pictures. And so nobody wants to stay in a burning building. People want to leave. Now, true, you don't want people jumping out of a window when they're 27 stories up, but you can't take the heat. You can't take the smoke. When people die in these fires, they usually die of smoke asphyxiation first. We had a fire in Las Vegas back in the 80s. I think it was 1983. It was the MGM Grand Fire. And the majority of the people had died in the stairwell. They were trying to escape in the stairwell, and the smoke was so bad that they unfortunately inhaled it. Another issue that happened with the Las Vegas fire in the 1980s was the doors wouldn't open. Everything was electronic at the time, and so there weren't enough doors that opened up manually. And so when the doors wouldn't open, people were trapped. Fumes started to accumulate because there was no outside air. And, you know, once fumes built up to toxic levels within the main casino, because the kitchen was in back. This was back in the 80s, so the kitchen of MGM, all the restaurants were kind of in the back, and they all shared one central kitchen, from what I remember. And the casino was in front of it, and then were the doors opening to the parking lot. And so when the fumes built up, from what we understand, the fire shot across the casino instantaneously. And it was, I think, 87 people died, I have to remember. I had a fire when I was a kid. We had a fire in our house. I saw that house burn down. That was some scary stuff. I remember, Dick Van Dyke, in commercials of the 80s would say, stop, drop, and roll. And so I'm in my house and all of a sudden I just remember seeing 1 to 2 foot thickness smoke on the ceiling coming in waves. And it just kept coming in waves, waves, waves. And so I stopped, dropped, and I rolled. And I remember my dad grabbing me saying, we got to get the hell out. And I was barefoot. And it was some faulty electrical thing that hit some of my grandma's clothes that were in plastic. Anyway, so the house burned down. We were all okay. But, you know, you get the hell out. And I understand they didn't want panic and they said people, to, you know, told people to stay. I don't know how the, the stairwell wasn't open. That makes no sense. You know, we were in a hotel in Philadelphia and, it was a very poor design in terms of the, it was a beautiful hotel, but it was a very poor design in terms of the elevators, and the elevators took forever. So I'm like, look, we're only up 12, 13 flights. Let's just take the stairs. So we took the stairs, and it stopped at the second floor. There was no out. It just stopped on the second floor. And so, you know, yeah, you had to look around. You had to find other exits to take one and then go down to the first floor. But I've never seen a stairwell that just stops at a floor that doesn't lead you to the outside. And I guess we took a stairwell that wasn't an emergency exit, but it was right next to the elevator. So, you know, if we think that, you know, fire safety inspections and, you know, county commissioner and you know, certain regulations in cities have us, you know, completely bone dry safe in these situations, I'm here to tell you no. There's a lot of stupidity and there's a lot of things that I think needs work. They say petrified people were seen throwing themselves out. They said a baby was tossed from the 9th or 10th floor and luckily was caught and survived. You know, would I do that? Would I throw my kid out the window if the fire was in the house? Yeah, I would hope somebody would catch the baby. I probably would. If I thought death was coming and nobody would be there to save us, I probably would. You know, anything to get that baby to, you know, some sort of safety. I would probably, problem is, can't really throw mattresses. That doesn't do much when you're 9 or 10 floors up. Thank God somebody caught the baby. What you do is you take a bunch of sheets and you try to make a, you try to have a bunch of people make a, trampoline. Well, I don't know if we've had stories of what the residents did. They say 200 firefighters and 40 engines needed to tackle this blaze. They pulled 65 from inside the blaze. Residents claimed the fire alarms did not work. Residents gave repeated warnings about appalling fire safety to landlord Kensington and Chelsea Tenant Management Organization. From what we understand, their four bosses earned close to $700,000 last year. They said new plastic rainproof cladding encasing the building in their $10 million refurbishment went up like a match. Fire spread quickly from the 4th to the 27th floor. The contractor insisted it was safe. They say dozens of similar blocks from the 1960s and 1970s refurbished in recent years have the same or new quote-unquote cladding. Hence, these other towers could be a disaster waiting to happen. They say right now local community, including celebrities, are bringing food and clothes to crisis centers while others now are offering the now homeless places to stay. We still have a bunch of people unaccounted for. It was a beautiful high-rise. You're looking at this, and it's just, you know, it's interesting. You know, one of my friends said that whenever they stayed in a hotel, they forget which floor, but their family would only allow them to stay 13, 14 stories or below because the fire ladders would only go up so far. Now, true, you're supposed to have, fire escapes, etc. But, you know, many of these hotels, no, they don't. Right? You know, you see the windows, you see beautiful windows, you see beautiful balconies. There's no fire escapes. It's not like in New York. And so if you're on a high floor, you're stuck. And I don't want to be paranoid, but I've done that where I've gone to a hotel and I said, you know what? I'm fine with first or second story. I don't have to be up that high. I don't need a view. 1-877-DOCTALI, 1-877-DOCTALI.
Are you one of the 15 million men in the U.S. who suffer from an enlarged prostate, also known as BPH? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times at night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-sitosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than saw palmetto. Its effect on BPH has been extensively studied. Find out more and get Prostate Miracle now. Go to prostatemiracle.com or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Ralph. Remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aroni what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to Superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind. That's what happened to me. I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me. What a relief when I found out that treatments for some forms of AMD are available and that research is underway on additional preventions and treatments. AMD is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and over. When I started seeing blurry spots in the middle of my eye, I saw my doctor. She suggested I review the prevention and treatment information on fightblindness.org. Did you know that some forms of AMD can be slowed down or stopped, and in some cases reversed if found in time? Get more information about preserving your vision. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website where I found so much helpful information. Fightblindness.org. 1-800-BLINDNESS. 1-800-254-6363. Or fightblindness.org.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter and Dr. Dolly Show. All right, so real quickly here, it is World Blood Donor Day. As you see with all the tragedy that has befallen us today and unfortunately befalls us every week, it seems like, we cannot understress the importance or underemphasize the importance, overemphasize, I should say, the importance of blood and blood products. Blood is needed. You know, you could sure bet they're using it in, you know, Virginia right now. They're sure using it in London. And they're using it all over the country. And I guess World Health Organization had created World Blood Donor Day, I believe back in, was it 2008? I need to double check. And it's celebrated every year by people in many countries around the world on June 14th. World Blood Donor Day is celebrated every year. Stop it. That was an accident. World Blood Donor Day is celebrated every year on the day of birthday anniversary, Carl Landsteiner. Now, Carl Landsteiner, I guess, won the Nobel Prize for his discovery of the ABO blood group system. So it allows us to celebrate the birthday anniversary of Carl, I guess, whose birthday was June 1868. So the campaign this year for World Blood Donor Day is Give Blood, Give Now, Give Often. I guess as an answer to what can you do. All right, before it used to be, last year was Blood Connects Us All. The year before, Thank You for Saving My Life. Another, Safe Blood for Saving Mothers. The other, Give the Gift of Life. Back in 2012, Every Blood Donor is a Hero. But today, and I think this year, which is extremely appropriate, what can you do? The answer is give blood, give now, give often. Summertime is always a real, real rough time when it comes to blood donation. Not a very easy time as schools, you know, are out for the summer. And many schools hold blood drives for teachers and parents, you know, luckily throughout the year. But during the summer, schools are closed, people are traveling. And so blood donation isn't on everyone's mind when it should be, because most of us are not, you know, dealing with a cold. Most of us are not on antibiotics. So it's a great time. National Blood Donation Week and National Blood Donation Day are different. That's something that we created to help us after the summer blood drought. We don't have a National Blood Donation Week, and we don't have all states combining blood donation days, which is why we created a National Blood Donation Day. This is where all states create state blood donation days. We already have Maine, we already have Arkansas, and we have many other states that are starting to create their state blood donation days, again, because blood needs to be given throughout the year. So I agree with the World Health Organization. Give blood, give now, give often, anything you could do. And keep in mind, you know, what happened last year with the Pulse nightclub shooting, which has been now about a year, over a year, blood was needed so badly in Orlando that blood was shipped from Washington, from Las Vegas, Nevada, from California, right? Blood had to be shipped from other states as far west as California to help Orlando. That's how much blood was needed during the Pulse nightclub shooting. You don't understand how quickly we go through pints of blood. Not to mention people who have cancer, people have anemia, people have trauma in their own cities. So blood needs to be donated before the crisis, so it is on standby, ready to go. And since we don't really know when a crisis is going to happen, and we hope there isn't one, but there seems to always be something going on, we recommend giving blood at least 3 times a year, if you can. So thank you for listening to that. Now, a body of a woman who died in a bathroom on American Airlines, from what we understand, was dragged half naked. And this has horrified people. And, of course, since it's about an airline, it made media coverage. But, I want to kind of dissect and find out what happened here, because this is just absolutely frightening. More people are talking about her being half naked than the fact that she just died in the middle of a flight. Teresa Hines was only 48 years old. She was of Carrollton, Texas. She collapsed in the bathroom while flying from Dallas to Minneapolis-St. Paul International Airport, I believe it was 2 days ago. Her body was removed from the plane after it landed. The passenger said the EMT left her lower half exposed as he dragged her face up down the aisle of the Boeing 737, according to the Star Tribune. Hines was exposed to the 150 other passengers when she was pulled down the length of the plane on a portable stretcher. The EMT, according to witness Art Andrus, was out of line on that one. Also, the flight attendants could have thrown a blanket on her. Andrus and other passengers first became aware something was wrong when staff performing a head count noticed that one of the passengers was not seated. After not receiving responses from the bathroom, staff members opened the door to find Hines called for help. A nurse and a doctor on the plane responded. As soon as the plane landed, EMTs boarded and she was transported down the aircraft. Andrew said that the passenger sitting near him said she tried and failed to get into that bathroom about halfway through the 2.5-hour flight. Spokesman for American said the staff will, of course, check a bathroom that has been occupied in a usually long time if they are made aware of it. Now, according to Minneapolis-St. Paul Airport, spokesman Patrick Hogan said Hines was not naked when she was removed. He added that the first responders were focused on trying to save her life and get her in the jetway, where they can continue to try to resuscitate her. So I'll tell you what I think about this in a second. Edwards said the remaining passengers stayed on the plane for about an hour while resuscitation attempts continued. A tarp was then placed on the jetway to hide the woman as passengers disembarked. The flight sign said once the plane landed, staff hand over the responsibility of the passenger to the local first responders, stand clear of the situation, and we let them do their work. Okay, so, you know, the discussion, unfortunately, in the media is, you know, was she naked? I think the discussion needs to be right now, how did somebody die? Why did they die? You know, what do we have in place if somebody is in a bathroom for a very, very long time? Now, trust me, you know, when my fiber isn't kicking in like it should, and I feel constipated, I could be in the bathroom for 45 minutes. So I get, just because you're in the bathroom for a long time. But I think family members and crew, et cetera, they need to be concerned. They need to, you know, be wary, because a lot of people, when they Valsalva, when they have a bowel movement, et cetera, possibly have a heart event while they're sitting on the toilet. I'm not sure exactly what happened to her. Many questions have been raised. What happened to James Gandolfini, the Soprano star? He had died in the bathroom. You hear of people who die in the bathroom. And some people suspect drugs. I don't. I suspect a heart attack, a heart condition. People strain when they poop. You know, we don't know. We don't know what happens to a lot of these stars or a lot of people who unfortunately die in the bathroom. But, you know, my guess is if she was undressed, right, you know, at the time, then it possibly was she was on the toilet when it happened. Now, we medical providers need to institute medical care right away. And, you know, in a hospital setting, it's very easy. You have a sheet. So if something happens, you can easily throw a sheet. I've been on planes multiple times when there's codes, and you can't get around the patient. So if I'm there by the heart, okay, you know, or I'm above by their head, okay, I'm not going to be near their torso. I could ask somebody to throw a sheet on there. It's never been a situation. Most people have been clothed. But somebody could say yes. Technically, somebody can. Is it the first thing on anybody's mind? No, it's not. You know, and the other thing, too, also is, you know, you know, many bystanders or witnesses, et cetera, you know, are told not to touch the body, not to touch anything, not to, you know, dress them, et cetera. Yes, it would have been nice for a flight attendant to throw a blanket on them. But what you need to realize is if you have a heart attack, your shirt is getting ripped off. If you're having major bleeding, your pants are coming off. All right? If we need to get arterial access or whatever and we need to throw in a line, we're going to go in through the groin. You know, and so, you know, nobody wants to be naked. Nobody wants to be seen in front of others in a compromised state such as that. But when medical care gets administered, you know, and my guess is the fact that they tried to resuscitate her after, you see, it's not that they dragged a dead body. They dragged a person who was, who had collapsed and was in cardiac arrest. Maybe she was dead at the time, but they still planned on trying to get her alive. So, you know, work on her. So it's a shame that it happened, but unfortunately, nudity is not the first thing thought of during a crisis like this. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large all-season heavy-duty quick deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Speak, speak, speak. speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-9775. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away, so you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-9775. That's 1-800-656-9775. 1-800-656-9775.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend
your life with Extendovite. All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC, the D-A-L-I. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Demi Moore, many of us remember her from, not the Breakfast Club. She was in St. Elmo's Fire and Ghost. She was the wife of Bruce Willis. When we all had crushes on Bruce Willis, we were all mad at her. She was married to him. Beautiful woman, great actress. I think Demi Moore is an amazing actress. Her daughters are very talented as well. I think she now is on Empire. She plays a doctor that was very weird. She was, like, rubbing Lucius's hand a lot, and we weren't too sure what that was about. So she kind of had a scratch in her heads on that one. But Demi Moore had been in the news for other reasons. I guess a while back, she had bragged about her diet, and how she stayed so slim is she would have allegedly 3 Red Bulls a day, a teaspoon of tuna, and I think a piece of broccoli or a piece of celery or something. And that's all she would have all day to eat. And that's how, you know, she had reported that she had stayed slim. And I was shocked by that. I go, how could you, that's not healthy. I feared for her liver, I feared for her, you know, for her kidneys, but I forgot to fear for her teeth. And it turns out that Demi Moore has revealed that she is missing her 2 front teeth. She admitted this on The Tonight Show, starring Jimmy Fallon, and she even shared a photo of her without her dentures. Now, in this one picture, she's only missing 1 tooth, but she actually lost both of her teeth, front teeth. She said, I sheared off my front teeth. I'd love to say it was skateboarding or something really kind of cool, but I think it's something that's important to share because I think it's literally, probably after heart disease, one of the biggest killers in America. She says, which is stress. She says, stress sheared off my front tooth, but in an effort to get ready for you, I wanted to make sure my teeth were in. Jimmy Fallon asked, so you lost your front tooth? Both, actually. The picture's only minus 1. So you see a picture of her missing a tooth and smiling and looking kind of happy. She's very thin, but she's always been thin. The actress added that her children were actually fans of the new look. They love seeing me without my teeth because they think it makes me look more vulnerable and human. She said, I literally knocked it out. She said, I knocked it out. It was almost like it fell out, and my warranty was up. She said, thank God for modern dentistry. So she looks amazing with her teeth, but people are citing the stress she has as this wrongful death lawsuit, where the parents of a 21-year-old, Edinson Stephen Valley, died during a July 2015 party at her home in Beverly Hills. He was found drowned in her backyard pool. She was out of town during the accident, but because it was on her property, she's been sued. So the stress could have been that. I personally am concerned about, you know, her diet. If that's really been her diet, Red Bull, etc., how do you have healthy gums? How do you have healthy teeth? And losing teeth is a sign of poor health. Back at the party issue, they said a caretaker threw the party at Demi's house when she was gone. The majority of the guests left the party at one point, but returned later to discover the male victim face down in the pool. Law enforcement sources claimed the victim could not swim and tripped over something and fell into the pool when everybody was gone. The parents sued the trust that owned the property and left Demi out of it until they recently added her as a defendant. His parents accused Demi of contributing to the son's death, saying there were no depth markers or safety signage in the 10-foot pool. So, obviously, that's a big stressful issue, but we all have stress. I mean, that's nothing new. We have stressful events all the time. The death of a loved one, a car accident, our kids dating. I mean, you know, these are crazy things that happen that are very scary and frustrating, you know, on a daily basis. Nothing against Red Bull, per se, but people using caffeinated drinks as their main fluid source or as a meal replacement, not the smartest thing. And I would, you know, strongly urge people to, remember a good healthy diet. It's just, you know, it's needed. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Twitter has been apparently all uproared because Sasha Obama's name is not Sasha. You've been seeing pictures of Sasha Obama. I think she just turned 16. Right? There were a lot of pictures about her. And I guess Sasha Obama, Sasha's not a real name. Right? Like Barack Obama. Everybody's calling him Barack Obama. Sasha Obama's name is Natasha. So they've been calling her Sasha as a nickname, which is fine. I mean, you know, good for her. Pretty girl. Congratulations on her birthday. But I guess people have been having an issue. They also want to know what Malia's name is also,
or Malia. Malaya, I thought it was pronounced. So, for those of you that are very, very concerned about what the former first family named their child, it looks like her name was Natasha. Okay? Not Boris from Two Lies. 1-877, remember Boris and Natasha? You know, remember she was going to be a, have you guys ever seen True Lies? You had to. Jamie Lee Curtis was going to be, you know, a spy, and she wanted to be named, you know, Natasha, but they go, no, your name is Doris, and my name is Boris. So, anyway, some of you guys got the joke, some of you didn't. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We have a lecturer who says that we are blowing our nose wrong. A lecturer from the University of Queensland said we are blowing our nose the wrong way. All right. Apparently, we blow it too hard. He said, on balance, it seems repeated and vigorous blowing of the nose may carry more risk than benefit, even though it seems to be a natural response to nasal congestion. He says, looking to remove the need to blow so forcefully is probably a better option. Oh, I blow my nose real hard. I can't stand my nose. I can't stand how big it is. So you all know that my sinuses are probably big too. And I just have a lot of congested type crud in there. So I feel like I need to put how much PSI into each blow. But Mr. King explains there's been several cases of people blowing the nose so hard that they have damage due to the pressure they created. Say most of these cases, people had underlying chronic sinusitis or an existing weakness in the structure that they damaged after blowing too hard. People have fractured the base of their eye sockets. They've had severe headaches. They've had forced air into the tissue between the two lobes of the lungs. And, you know, he's right. Trying to blow out your nose with that much force doesn't necessarily clean out the sinuses to the degree that it needs to. So he said, if you have mucus in the nose, it is probably to best get it out, so blow it gently or by clearing one nostril at a time. Use appropriate treatments that lessen the need to blow and the force required to clear your nose. He recommends people buy decongestant sprays. I don't like decongestant sprays. I think they're very addictive. I caution you with decongestant sprays like those Afrin, things like that, because you get a rebound congestion afterwards. But I do like saline nose sprays and nasal aspiration. I think that's great. You could spray, you could put sterile. Please sterile or distill. Don't be using tap water. Do like neti pots into the sinuses. I think those were great. Make sure what you're putting in those is very, very clean. Now, why do we sneeze? It's a defense mechanism. We get dust and dirt and pathogens in there. So the reason why you have a sneeze and a very, very hefty blow and high pressure to that sneeze is because your body doesn't want to get the pathogens into the lower respiratory tree. So when you sneeze, you also blow air out your lungs. Okay? Some of us even toot when we sneeze. It's a lot of pressure. So you get air out of everything. Not that your body's worried about butt pathogens, but it happens. Some of us pee when we sneeze. Now, that's me. I pee when I sneeze. I hate that. I'm like, oh, no, I got a sneeze coming on, so I have to cross my legs. So anyway, it's a defense mechanism. We don't have to overdo it. According to Professor Jeremy Ward, he says due to the irritation, air is forced out through the nose and mouth at high speed. It's a nerve reflex. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.